Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is Apo Adman Agama of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Art Sign of Healing. And we are doing this peace weaving gathering for the Order of Peace Weaving. And this video is intended for September 21 International Peace Day. And today we have a special guest from the Corellian tradition. We have Lakay Magbaya Agama, Reverend Melanie Venix Cruz, and Lady Pamela Griffith, and Lady Kai Aidan. So let us start our introduction. So Lady Pamela, kindly introduce yourself to the public.
I'm Reverend Lady Pamela Griffith. I am the temple head of Virtual Circle Sacred Space, and I also run Virtual Circle Red Tent every month.
Wow. Thank you very much. Melanie, kindly introduce yourself.
I am Melanie Venix Rose. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I am just a first degree dedicant under the Corellian tradition.
And thank you very much. And Lakay Magbaya Agama.
Ayan. So I'm Lakay Magbaya Agama. I'm a deputy chief priest of Luntiang Agama, and I'm from Philippines, specifically in the Taguig City. And then I'm also the initiator and founder of Si Adtala Mystic Oracle.
There you go. So me is Apo Adman Agama, Reverend Rolando Gomez Comon. I am a second degree initiate of the Corellian Nativist tradition. And yes, I am the chief priest and shrine head of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Art Shrine of Healing. And this August, I was asked to manage the Order of Peace Weaver, and right now I am the order head, and this is our first historic gathering of web weaving over the internet, not through video. And today we are going to feature the prayers of our original order head, Reverend Terry Helton Ott, which he wrote in 2009. So while waiting for Lady Kai, today here in the Philippines, it's already September 11, no? September 11. And in 2001, if we are going to remember, there is a terrible thing that happened in the U.S. I think it's in Washington, D.C., and there were bombing. Lady Pam, do you remember that 9/11?
Very clearly. When the first Twin Tower went down in New York, in Baltimore, where I was living at the time, we had something also called the World Trade Center, where my brother-in-law worked. We thought that that was the one that was hit. Then we found out it was actually in New York. I was at work, and my mother is not American. She came to this country, and she always told us there would never be war in this country. And when the Twin Tower went down, that's all I could think about. When the Pentagon got hit, my cousin works at the Pentagon. For whatever reason, she was in another part. Her office was totally destroyed. She would have been killed had she not been in a meeting. So I had a lot of family members involved in the actual takedown of the Pentagon.
Oh my, that was so sad story to learn, no? So I think Lady Kai is, yes, Lady Kai is already. Can you test the mic?
Test.
Oh, at least, yes, there is, no? Almost delayed. But anyway, kindly introduce yourself first.
Okay, so I'm Kai Aidan. I am from Buffalo, New York. I am a member of the Corellian Nativist tradition. I am the temple head of the Enchanted Mystery Temple, the order head of the Order of Demeter, order shrine head of the Children of Other Future Shrine, many other ones that just too long to name the list. I like to stay busy, and I like to stay, and I like to help. So I'm a part of many of the groups. Outside of the tradition, I am the local coordinator and president of West New York Pagan Pride, and a couple other non-spiritual type organizations, but I really like to do anything I can do to help everyone in the world, and myself and others.
Wow, thank you. Don't forget that you are also the new editor-in-chief of the Corellian Times. Yes, congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations. We are talking about, no, we are talking about the 9/11. You have, since you are in New York, I think the 9/11 was happened in New York City. Is it right? Or Washington?
No, it happened in New York City. I'm on the western side of the state while the city's on the eastern lower side of the state. But when it happened, I had literally just got out of the army months beforehand. I had just discharged. And so I knew a lot of members of the military that if they needed to go do action, that they were going to go. And so I was in a state of disbelief when it happened. My husband was listening to his normal morning radio show that does a lot of joking and dark humor. He thought it was a joke. And it was just like a pure state of disbelief. I was in my college classes at the time. All the college classes were canceled, but people were just staying. And, you know, 15 people deep in the hallways looking up at the TV screens, just watching it all unfold in shock and horror.
Mm-hmm. So that was terrible. No. What about you, Melanie? Do you have any memory of what had happened, or what are you doing by that time when it happened, Melanie?
To be quite honest, 9/11 is a very vivid and traumatizing event for myself and my family. We at the time were actually living in Manhattan when the Twin Towers were actually hit, which is where the Twin Towers is located in New York City. My mother was working only two blocks away from the Twin Towers when the towers were hit. I was asleep when it was happening, and at that time we were having answering machines still, so my brother was screaming over the answering machine. At the time, he thought it was the Empire State Building that was hit by a plane, so that's what he was screaming over, the answering machine. So I woke up to hearing that, so I turned on the news and realized it was not the Empire State Building, but yet the Twin Towers. And just as I turned on the news is when the second plane hit. So I was very aware that it was not a simple plane crash, that it was, we were under attack. And so it was very, it was very scary for me because I realized that my mom was down there and my uncle worked in the Twin Towers. So I didn't know what to do, because once that second plane hit, cell phone service was out and I could not reach my mom. I couldn't reach my uncle. So it was a very difficult time for us. I mean, thankfully we did not lose anyone, but we did lose friends and, you know, that we knew, but we didn't lose family members. But still, all the same, lives were lost. It was the one time though that I can say in New York City that we saw true brother and sisterhood come together. It was the one time I can say that we were all equal. It didn't matter who you are and where you came from in that moment. We were all just human beings, scared and wanting to protect each other and love each other. And it was the only time I really seen that in our city. But yeah, it's something that even to this day, my mom still suffers from dealing with. So it was a very scary time in us.
It was so sad. But Lady Pam, from that day up to now, how was it? How is the American? As I know, when I got there, it seems it's peaceful and very accommodating. But for you, as our lady here, how do you feel that Americans cope up with that terror that happened in the America?
It was something that we've never experienced in this country before. My mother grew up in Europe during World War II. So she had a lot of trauma memories from that. The biggest change was now, instead of America being a little bit more incorporating, it's a little bit more secular. We tend to huddle together. You see a lot more people that are prejudiced. You see a lot more outright, you know, you're not American type things. I'm only first generation American on one side, and I'm seeing things that I shouldn't see in America. It has affected us in our military. It has affected us traveling, flying in our country used to be real easy. You never had to worry, but now you are taking your shoes off, your belts off, you're going through the baggage. That never happened before. I was living in Baltimore. I live in Florida now, but even in places like Florida, our driver's license to get my license here was much more difficult. Even just transferring from one state to another, they've instituted a lot more checks and balances. Security clearances are much harder to get now. When you do get them, they do a very thorough job. My son was almost denied a security clearance because my mother was European for no other reason. And so, you know, things have changed, I guess, for the worse. It brought out a lot of good when it happened, but the leftover now is not where it used to be. People are more vigilant about seeing crowds in the street. They're more vigilant about seeing other faiths different than theirs. The gathering of certain racial people are now causing concern where before it was never a concern. Mm-hmm. And rather than looking at the few radicals that caused the problem, the whole entire ethnic group is now labeled and looked at suspiciously, where it never was before. So I think, although the world is getting smaller, I think we're getting more separated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. What about you, Lady Kay? Knowing that you came from a veteran of military service before you got retired, do you think that we are all prepared in facing these new challenges? Or will the 9/11 will happen again, according to your experience and dictation of the spirits?
Okay, so I can say, first of all, and I'll use the 9/11 as I was one of, as I said, I was already retired, or I had already left the military prior to the in that year. And I was one of a first responder from my local area that did respond, and I did help out at Ground Zero. And we as Americans are really good at, in the moment, getting together and doing good things. But then we are not very good at long-term picture. We lose sight of what's important, and a lot of people allow their fears to interfere with the positives that such, even though it's a horrible situation, there can be positives that we get out of it so we can use the positives moving forward, but we often lose sight of that. So I'm not saying that in the climate that we live in today, it is quite possible that we could have another large scale attack. I would hope that the government does a better job in their intelligence gathering and thing, but anything could happen. And it's actually kind of like, I remember the movie Armageddon. It's not a matter of it's going to happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen, and how we handle when it happens is going to be the important part. Cause it's, unfortunately, it's the world that we live in. We want peace. We promote peace, but there are people out there that aren't peaceful.
True, indeed. No. Such as that time when I was in Chicago, I was talking about peace with other people there, and they are concerned about this nuclear warfare in the future, if how American people is prepared. And I've heard that there are someone, they are preparing to live on the cave, they are preparing to live underground and something like that. For us here, it's not like that. We don't have any, although we have a lot of cave, we have forest, we have anything, but we are not preparing for that thing to happen to us. I don't know. Probably we as Filipino are easy-go-lucky. We always have a smile on our face during the time of storm. But when I was asked, you know, what should I do if it happened? I said to them, why should we allow that thing to happen in the first place? It is a terrible thing, especially the disabled one would not be able to escape. If they could not walk faster, they could not run. No, it is a terrible thing. Our old people, the geriatrics, the old one who are walking on cane, they will not they could not run away, so as the babies. No, only the feet could survive on this struggle, on this trouble that is going to happen. And through that, no, right now as I'm talking, I feel emotional. Now, I don't want these things to happen to us. So what I see is, in order to prevent that, is to teach peace to everyone, to change our behavior. And we could not do it immediately. Like I remember when I started this peace prayer or the ladder of peace prayer, I said that praying for peace will not change the world. You know why? Why it's not gonna change the world? Because it only changed the personal behavior. It is the person who prays that can be changed. And if everyone prays, if the whole world will pray for peace, everyone will have a changed behavior to embrace peace. And this is the importance of the Order of Peace Weaver, that we promote peace by praying for peace. Because the prayer, for me, when I experience it, is just like a training ground for me. Although there is no formal training in the Order of Peace Weaver, but we are just asked to pray for peace. And as we pray for peace, there are virtues that being taught to us, such as peace that promotes justice. Let's question, what kind of justice that peace should promote? Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. What kind of discipline? How do this discipline comes out? It comes from understanding, and how people will understand if they don't know. So there is an importance of knowledge. So knowledge comes in teaching. So here, our peace weaving video tends to teach peace to everyone on what virtues that we should follow to maintain peace in our life. And that's why, so with no further ado, we are going to invite everyone to start our peace prayer for the month of September. So let us pray. Most blessed Mother Goddess and Father God, we invoke your presence here as we gather to co-create peace through our blessed oneness. Blessed may be in nurturing the peace within ourselves, that that we may begin to share it with our family of mankind.
In perfect love and perfect trust, we stand together as peace weavers and as a family, sharing compassion and love in peaceful harmony and sending this glorious energy out to the universe.
We see a time when the worry and stress of disharmony are a thing of the past, and we claim it as being so. We see a time when oneness will dwell within the hearts and minds of all, and we know that it is so.
As peace and harmony dwell above, so it shall be below. As peace and love dwell within, so it shall be without. We claim this for our world and our planet, and it is so.
We bless all who pray, as we do, for peace and healing of our planet and our fellow beings. We pray for unity of all belief. Merry we meet, and merry we part, and merry may we meet again, in perfect love and in perfect peace, in gratitude to our divine source for your presence. May the blessing be upon all.
Blessed divine parent, source of all life, joy and peace, we invoke your presence in our circle as we empower the web of peace. Bless us as we journey within to connect with the love and peace that are your gift to all.
From our hearts, we empower the gossamer threads of the web of peace with our inner peace. We visualize peace radiating from within our hearts as vibrant blue energy. This emanates outward from our hearts to all that exists. It empowers the web of peace with it. Let's visualize the vibrant blue energy. Let's stay in the moment.
We send peace from within our hearts and share it with all in love and light. We accept your blessings as we encourage all in awakening to inner peace. We embrace your words to us, Divine Mother. Feel peace and encourage it in others. Continue to inspire others to find it within themselves. This is the path to true peace.
We thank our Lord and Lady, our Divinity, for their presence in our magic circle. As we know peace within, so shall we see it without. Blessedly be peace, so mote it be.
always be.
Lord and Lady of our heart, we request your presence in this circle of peace. Bless our prayers and our efforts as peace weavers.
For our Earth Mother, we send healing energy by living from the heart, from love.
For our world, we send peace energy by living from the heart, from love.
For all life, we send peace by walking our talk, by living from the heart, from love. From the love within our hearts comes the power to heal Mother Earth and to live in harmony with all life.
May we always give love, and by doing so, feel joy and know peace within, without, and throughout.
In gratitude for your presence, merry meet and merry part and merrily meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So thank you very much for this wonderful moment, Lady Kai, Lady Pam, and Melanie, and of course, Lakay Magbaya Agama. I hope we still continue this work, and I want to invite every Corellians around the world to join us on a monthly basis, because we are going to do this on a monthly basis. And for now, do you have anything to, as a final word, Lady Pam, do you have anything to say or to promote?
I would just like to say for everybody to look at each other and treat others how you want to be treated.
Indeed, that's so wonderful, Lady Kai.
So I guess I'll promote the Corellian Times. So our first edition will be out on October 1st. So check it out. And wow. Then, and if you have anything you want to submit to it, please email us at cnttimes@gmail.com.
And thank you very much. Melanie, do you have to say something or want to promote your business, local business, or whatever?
No, I don't have anything to promote, but just to make sure you all take time to appreciate, love one another, you know, and keep each other close to each other's hearts.
And thank you very much. What about you, Lakay? Anything to say or anything to promote?
So I guess I want to thank to all of you, especially to Melanie, Kai, and Pami. Yan. And thank you, Apo, for inviting me here also.
And that's all. So I am so very grateful to each one of you that you came here as a first responder. I know that you are the peace warrior that the world needs. So have a great night. I hope you already had your dinner. So for us, we are going to start our work here. And thank you very much. See you again. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.